This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Tamara Cockrell is one of the people who's had trouble finding a permanent home in San Jose. She was forced out of the jungle on December 4th.
Well, the cops came at 7 like they were supposed to, and they started their sweep and cleanup, and they cleaned everyone out.
That morning, KALW's Isabel Angel met Tamara, who likes to go by Tammy. They stayed in touch over the following months and met again for this follow-up story.
It's a beautiful day in San Jose, outside the Sacred Heart Community Service Center. I'm here to meet Tammy Cockrell and her boyfriend, Leonard.
Hi, it's nice to see you again.
I'm sorry about the wait. We came from all the way across town.
Yeah.
They're here to pick up a bag of food. They do this twice a month, waiting in long lines for groceries and used clothing.
I mean, we both don't have jobs right now, and we do what we can every day.
They have to wait in one line just to prove it's her designated day for pickup. Once she gets the proof, she can wait in a second line for food. There are two choices, cooked and uncooked.
We don't have a refrigerator or, you know, a sink to constantly wash our dishes and... Like, we don't have those things that you normally would if you had a kitchen and a house. So we're kind of frugal for the most part. You know, chips, junk food, soda, water. I mean, we can't have too much because we got to carry it. So it's hard.
They have to carry it because Tammy and Leonard have been on the move since December. That's when San Jose officials bulldozed their old home, the jungle. At that time, the jungle was one of the biggest homeless encampments in the country. For a while, they had to find a new place to pitch their tent every few days. Right now, they've set up camp under an overpass. Things are more stable than they have been, but that could change at any time.
Because you don't know what's going to happen the next day, and when you're in your own little campsite, I mean, the city can come take it away from you at any time because you're trespassing or you're not supposed to be there, or the people that don't pick up their garbage makes it harder for everyone else around that does because they don't want to see a bunch of garbage, you know what I mean?
Tammy grew up in the South Bay. She says she's from a middle-class family, but she started using drugs as a teenager.
And, I mean, I make stupid decisions, but I learn from them, you know, and if I make the same mistake twice, that it just means that I might not have learned as fast as I should have, you know, the first time, you know?
She had a baby when she was 20. Leonard's not the father. Tammy says the dad was abusive. Her son is 7 years old now. When her parents decided to move to Oregon a few years ago, Tammy was homeless. So she sent her son with them.
I mean, I miss my son, but I'm glad that I made the responsible decision to have him go with my mom. So that way he wouldn't be tainted and have to see me struggle and be upset.
Tammy and Leonard make it to the front of the first line. This is where they get the piece of paper entitling them to their bag of food. But they run into a problem, their zip code.
Well, I don't really have a zip code. Like, I'm homeless, so...
That's what I wanted to know, that you need to change it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we put down the jungle. It's homeless.
The first jungle,
yeah,
well,
I know.
Well, we know that because we're on the street.
First came in, that's where we put.
Yeah, okay, just go check with them and make sure they can clarify. If you just
After some back and forth, Tammy gets that piece of paper and walks to the back of the second line. We've already been here an hour, and it looks like it'll be another 30 minutes before she gets to the food. I ask her if she sees a way out of this life.
I want to go back to school, but it just sucks. You have no stability. I mean, it's hard. I want to go and get two jobs right now, but I don't have anywhere to live, you know? Like, I don't have anywhere to shower, anywhere to relax or cook a decent meal or sleep in a warm house to where I don't get sick. You know what I mean? Like, it's just those small things that count that make it hard, you know?
Leonard says he's going to use the bathroom. After he leaves, Tammy starts to open up.
It's just hard. I just hope and pray that it's going to get better soon because... I mean, me and Leonard, we're so stressed out, and like, I feel sometimes that we're starting to give up, but I look at him and I tell him that we'll be fine and we'll just keep going. Something good will happen, no matter what.
What would giving up mean?
Me and him separating, because my mom and dad won't allow him in the family.
Leonard has a troubled past. He's been on the streets since he was 12. He was homeless when Tammy met him. But Tammy is devoted to him, so she chose to stay with Leonard in San Jose, homeless, instead of going with her parents to Oregon. finally gets to the front of the line. The woman behind the counter hands her a brown paper bag. She opens it up right away and starts eating. A bologna, an American cheese sandwich, and a pack of chocolate frosted donuts.
Have you had food yet today?
Nope. There's been times where I haven't eaten for like 5 days. You know, barely drank water. Been so dehydrated, my skin, I've lost a lot of my hair.
Am I sitting here, babe? Is that
Leonard's back now. In addition to the bag of groceries, they're allowed to pick out three more things from a big shelf behind a counter. A teenage volunteer helps them.
The mozzarella ball soup mix. Mm-hmm.
Leonard chooses a bag of stuffing, country style, and a box of off-brand Hostess snack cakes. Food in hand, they finally head back outside. Tammy sits down on a ledge next to their bikes. Leonard goes back inside to get a garbage bag to hold all the food while they ride. Tammy opens up a cream-filled pastry.
How does the food taste right now?
Good, especially the sweets. Oh, yeah. We'll be able to have milk. We haven't had milk in so long.
Once she's eaten, Tammy starts to relax. I ask her about life in the jungle. They were evicted more than a month ago, and while she says the stability of the encampment was nice, the jungle had its problems. First of all, it was disgusting. Mud and trash and human waste everywhere. And it was scary.
You hear girls scream in the middle of the night, you know, you hear dog fights, gunshots. Anything, like anything that you could think wouldn't happen to yourself, you would hear at nighttime. You just pray to God it's not you.
Even so, Tammy says she felt pretty safe in the jungle with Leonard around. They had built a little wooden shed where she would lock herself in at night. A lot different from the tent under the bridge where they live now. Still, to get off the streets and ultimately get her son back, she needs to stay clean.
You said you used to use drugs. How long is that, and when was the last time you used drugs?
It's been a couple months. I mean, it's been really hard because nothing's getting better for us every day, and it's so easy emotionally to, you know, use drugs and take away all those feelings and just be able to just float through life.
I ask her when her last shower was. She says yesterday at Leonard's mom's house. They're allowed to stop by sometimes, but aren't welcome to stay.
I mean, there's times where I've been so desperate as to actually shower myself in a restaurant toilet, you know, or to actually go in a creek or to actually sneak up on someone's front lawn and use their water hose. You know, like there's so many things that when you're desperate, you'd be surprised what you will do.
So how long is this interview going to go?
Well, I can honestly say that I think I'm done for right now.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I have so much more to do, and I don't think I could take you everywhere I'm going.
They still have to go to the welfare office in San Jose to try to get an appointment with a social worker. But before they leave, I pull out my phone and I play them the original story I did the day the jungle got shut down. The one I made when I first met Tammy.
All right, good? All right, cool.
They both said the Ryan.
Jungle always yep. Ryan. Yes.
Leonard cries when he hears how upset Tammy was in the story.
But last night, at least, she slept outside. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.
That is so cool. Yeah. Make you feel bad, babe?
Tammy and Leonard get on their bikes and head to the welfare office. Leonard holds the bag of food with one hand as they ride away. That was the last time I heard from them. Tammy hasn't answered her phone since the interview. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.